Greetings and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. My name is Brian Payne and I'm the chair of the Hospitality Ministries team. It's a joy to have you worship with us today. We invite you to fully participate. You'll find worship materials in the description section of our live feed. As we prepare our hearts and minds to worship, we invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you today. May God be with you as we enter this holy time together.
Greetings, my friends. It's my joy to welcome you to this time of worship at West End United Methodist Church. I'm so glad to be connected with all of you together in the Spirit this morning as we worship. I would invite you to set up your worship space this morning by lighting a candle. Maybe you have some flowers or even some wildflowers that you could place in a vase to bring some beauty to your space as we gather in this time together. I'd love for you to sign in. Hopefully on the comment section on the live stream or on Facebook, there's a link inviting you to let us know that you were here and to share your name and those who are worshiping with you if you're worshiping with others. That will help us know even more specifically how connected we are in the Spirit as we worship. I mentioned flowers earlier. We're so grateful for all of those who have donated flowers each and every week as we've worshiped on live stream. And we want to give you that opportunity as well. If you would like to provide the beauty of God's creation in worship, there's information. There may be a link on the comment section, and there's certainly information in the Friday email and on the website about how to donate flowers. Just so you know, every week these flowers are taken to Richland Place, and following all the correct protocols, they're shared with the residents there at Richland Place. We have a special opportunity for worship this evening at 5 o'clock on live stream. We have our Teze service of worship, which happens every third Sunday of the month under normal circumstances, and we wanted to continue that practice together. So join us tonight at 5 p.m. for a contemplative service of music, prayer, and silence. As always, we have opportunities to serve our neighbors, even in the midst of these times. We wanted to say a big thank you to all those who helped provide food to Glencliff United Methodist Church. They've been overwhelmed with the response from West End, and we need to keep it up. They're still continuing to feed our neighbors and to have need for those things. And so that information on what is needed and how to get it where it needs to go should also be available in the comment section and in the Friday email. Finally, our partner in ministry, Bethlehem Centers, is planning on continuing with their summer camps, and they are in need of mentors for their junior intern program. There will be more information in the newsletter, but we need 10 folks to serve as mentors this summer. It would be in a virtual way, and it would be 6 weeks of helping to mentor one young person who would be serving as a junior intern in that ministry. So we invite you to pray about that, and if you're not able to serve as a mentor, to pray for that ministry and for that program. We continue to worship together in the Spirit who unites us together as one. So let us join our hearts together in this time.
distant from one another, we are never alone.
God's Spirit is with us forever.
Though we are distant from one another, we are never abandoned.
Our loving parent will never leave us orphaned.
Though we are distant from one another, we are not helpless. Let us worship our triune God together. In one voice and in many places, let us turn toward the one who heals, forgives, and restores, that we might be made whole. Maker of us all, we confess that we are often too preoccupied to notice your abiding presence in our lives. We fail to acknowledge the ways in which you uphold us and all of creation, and we fail to savor your companionship in the midst of our daily lives. Forgive us, O God of love. Open our eyes to the wonder of your tenderness and power. Alive in our world today, that as grateful recipients of your companionship, encouragement, and love, we might reach out to others to offer the same. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love, however you are able to do so, with those who are near to you, and also through our comment sections with a wave or a hello to everybody that is worshiping with you today. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Please join me in the Easter prayer for illumination. Resurrecting God, open our hearts to your holy word so that we may truly understand, and understanding that we may believe, and believing that we may follow Jesus Christ in all faithfulness and obedience, seeking your honor and glory in all that we do. Amen. The gospel reading today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I want to invite all of the children and those who are young at heart to come and move a little closer to wherever you are watching your screens and join me for our children's time. And I'm going to sit right here on the step. And I have a book that I want to read for y'all this morning. It's called The Invisible String by Patrice Karst. And so I'm going to share that with us this morning. Liza and Jeremy, the twins, were asleep one calm and quiet night. Suddenly, it began to rain very hard. Thunder rumbled until it got so loud that it woke them up. "Mommy, Mommy," they cried as they ran to her. "Don't worry, you two. It's just the storm making all that noise. Go back to bed." "We want to stay close to you," said Jeremy. "We're scared." Mom said, "You know we're always together, no matter what." "But how can we be together when you're out here and we're in bed?" said Liza. Mom held something right in front of them and said, "This is how." Rubbing their sleepy eyes, the twins came closer to see what Mom was holding. "I was about your age when my mommy first told me about the invisible string." "I don't see a string," said Jeremy. "You don't need to see the invisible string. People who love each other are always connected by a very special string of love." "But if you can't see it, how do you know it's there?" asked Liza. "Even though you can't see it with your eyes, you can feel it with your heart and know that you are always connected to everyone you love. When you're at school and you miss me, your love travels all the way along the string until I feel it tug on my heart. And when you tug it back, and when you tug it right back, we feel it in our hearts," said Jeremy. "Does Jasper the cat have an invisible string?" asked Liza. "She sure does." "And best friends like me and Lucy?" asked Liza. "Best friends too. How far can the string reach?" "Anywhere and everywhere," Mom said. "Would it reach me if I were a submarine captain in the ocean?" asked Jeremy. "Yes," Mom said, "even there." "What about a mountain climber?" "Even there." "Or a dancer in France?" "Even there." "Or a jungle explorer?" "Even there." "How about an astronaut out in space?" "Even there." Then Jeremy quietly asked, "Can my string reach all the way to Uncle Brian in heaven?" "Yes, even there." "Does the string go away when you're mad at us?" "Never," said Mom. "Love is stronger than anger. And as long as you have love in your heart, the string will always be there. Even when you get older and can't agree on things like what movie to see or what game to play in the back seat of the car or what time to go to bed. Oh, that's right. You two should be in bed." And with that, they all laughed as Mom chased the twins back to their beds. Within a few minutes, they were asleep, even though the storm was still making the same loud noises outside. Sorry, page is stuck. And as they slept, they started dreaming of all the invisible strings they have, and all the strings that their friends have, and that their friends have, and that their friends have, until everyone in all the world was connected by invisible strings. And from deep inside, they could now clearly see that we are never alone. This story, like our scripture passage, promises us that we are never alone. We are loved by God and by our families. And that's good news. God is always with us. We're going to pray together. And because our invisible strings connect us, no matter what space we're in, I'm going to ask us to pray together. I'm going to say a line of the prayer, and I'm going to invite all the children and all those who are watching and everyone here in the sanctuary with me to repeat it after me. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this time to worship together.
Thank you for this time to worship together.
Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the invisible strings.
Thank you for the invisible strings
that connect us to you.
That connect us to you
and to one another.
And to one another.
And remind us.
And remind us
that we are never alone.
That we are never alone.
We love you.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, friends. We return this week to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. It's part of Jesus' farewell discourse in chapters 13 through 17 and a continuation of the passage last week. Jesus is offering words of comfort to the disciples in the days before his death and resurrection. And the message he offers in these seven verses, it's the same message from the book that I just read. The assurance that we are not alone. Jesus is promising his continued presence with us and his ongoing guidance for us because he loves us so much. Over and over again in these verses, the message is, I am with you and I will be with you. And there's three promises in particular that I want to look at. First is the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is not the only place in the farewell discourse where Jesus talks about the coming Holy Spirit. We'll see it again in chapters 15 and 16. The Spirit will come to the disciples and will be an advocate. An advocate is someone who is on your side, who speaks on your behalf, who supports and encourages. John uses the word paraclete here, which translates as advocate, helper, or counselor. The Spirit will come alongside the disciples to help them, to lead them, to advocate for them. Jesus will ascend to heaven, but the Holy Spirit will come to continue God's presence among them and to continue to work through them in their communities. Because of the Holy Spirit, we are not alone. The Spirit whispers and nudges us to see places where God is at work or opportunities for us to share love with someone else. Adam Hamilton, an author and pastor of Church of the Resurrection, UMC out in Kansas City, talks of his experiences with the Holy Spirit in his book on the Gospel of John. He writes of a time when he was running late for a very important meeting, but he received a phone call about someone in his congregation who was in the hospital. He was running late, and the meeting was important, and somebody could go visit the man the next day, but he listened to the nudge from the Holy Spirit that told him to go, and he found the man was dying. He was able to be with the man and his children in those last moments. He writes, his daughter felt that God had sent me. I also felt that God had sent me, but I almost missed it. Some speak of these as coincidences, but I see them as God incidents. The Holy Spirit moves in our lives in amazing and mysterious ways, helping us, guiding us, drawing us closer to God and to one another. I admit I was curious about why this passage from the last days of Jesus' life is part of the lectionary 6 weeks after Easter. But I think the promise of the Holy Spirit foreshadows the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost, which we'll celebrate in a couple of weeks. And Caroline Lewis goes a bit further, saying that this text is located in the Sundays after Easter, promises that Jesus' presence and power will extend beyond the empty tomb, beyond Easter, and well into the next season we call Pentecost. We are reminded that God is with us no matter what the season. Jesus also promises in this passage that he will not leave us orphaned. The image of orphans is used throughout Scripture to refer to those who have no family, especially children, who have no one to care for them, no support system. And usually after the mention, there's an instruction to remember the orphans and to take care of them. God is on the side of those who have no one. And Jesus is reminding us here that he is not going to leave us with no one on our side. Throughout Scripture, God affirms God's presence with us. From the pillars of cloud and fire that led the Israelites out of Egypt in the Exodus, to the promise to Joshua as he takes up the mantle of leadership that the Lord your God will be with you, to the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, to the words here in John 14, I will not leave you orphaned, to the coming of the Holy Spirit in wind and fire in Acts, the Scriptures affirm the closing words of Matthew's gospel. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God is with us always. We are not alone. These are words we speak every week in our affirmation of faith. This is an affirmation I was not familiar with before coming to West End, and I have grown to love it and look forward to saying it each week, especially the end. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God indeed that there is no situation in which God is not with us. Jesus' words in this passage were meant to reassure the disciples in the days to come when Jesus would be arrested, tried, killed, rise from the dead, and ascend to heaven. The days ahead of the disciples would be filled with anxiety and grief and confusion. Jesus is offering hope and comfort for them in advance. And that comfort rings true for us right now. These days are uncertain. We have little control over what is happening in our world. We are grieving the loss of time with friends, family not in our household. We are missing the milestones of birthdays, graduations, confirmations, baptisms, family trips, and so much more. We are all struggling in some way, whether that is with job loss, worry over our businesses, concern for our employees, fear of going out in public, working from home, having to go into work, trying to parent and teach children in these circumstances, not to mention whatever else comes at us in the news each day. We are not alone in feeling all the feelings right now. Everyone has their own story, their own struggles, their own worries, and yet, we are all in this together. I don't know about you, but I have days where I feel lost and overwhelmed and alone. I had them before the pandemic, but I definitely have them now. And in those moments, I am grateful, so grateful for the reminder that God is with us and we are not alone. If I'm paying attention, I see evidence of God's presence everywhere. In the birds chirping outside my window, in the flowers blooming in my neighborhood, in sunsets and rainstorms, in the whispers and nudges from the Holy Spirit. But do you know where I am seeing evidence of God's presence more than anywhere else right now? It's in the ways that people are loving one another. It's in the ways that we are affirming our togetherness, our withness, despite our physical distance. People are spending time on Zoom or Facebook, talking with family and friends, some of whom they may not have even connected with in quite some time. People are holding neighborhood bear hunts and Easter egg hunts where they place stuffed bears and Easter eggs in their front windows for neighbors to find as they walk. There are drive-by parades to celebrate birthdays and other special occasions. Many are showing their love for others by simply staying home and by wearing a mask when they do have to go out. People are supporting their local businesses in whatever ways they can. When we gather to worship virtually each week, people are commenting in the live stream, sharing greetings, the peace of Christ, and the prayers that are on their hearts. Folks are making many, many phone calls to check up on church members. Boxes of snack bag supplies and food for Glencliff are stacked up at Stacy's house, provided by the congregation to support those who are experiencing homelessness and extra need in this season. People are showing love and compassion and withness with every card written, every bag of groceries delivered, every mask being sewn by hand. It's amazing. We are in this together. We are not alone. We are weaving together beautiful, invisible strings of connection, just like in the book, so that no one is ever alone. Finally, Jesus has not left the disciples alone to figure out what they're supposed to do after his death and resurrection. He has given them commandments to fall back on. When we as disciples follow the example and witness of Jesus' life and teachings, we do so out of obedience and love and gratitude. Sometimes we may have no idea what we're supposed to do. We find ourselves in new situations where our previous experiences can't help. I certainly feel that way now. I am not a scientist, and they didn't cover global pandemics in seminary, but that doesn't mean we have been left without guidance. And when in doubt, I rely on the old WWJD. What would Jesus do? I had one of those cool WWJD bracelets, and it might seem overly simplistic or like a worn-out fashion trend, but the question still holds truth, especially in uncertain situations. And guess what? I see people doing what Jesus would do every day. All of those ways I mentioned earlier of people showing up for one another are evidence of loving God and loving our neighbors well, just as Jesus commanded. The Holy Spirit is moving among us and showing us where God is at work in all the midst of this uncertainty, and people are responding. I want to leave you with this. The founder of the Methodist movement was a man named John Wesley. He had a lot to say about the church, about theology, about God, about everything, really. But Wesley's last words particularly resonate for this passage of scripture, for all the days of our lives, and especially for this moment. He said, "The best of all, God is with us." Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now, my friends, we have an opportunity to proclaim together this faith that God is with us. So I invite you to rise in body or in spirit wherever you are and join with me in this profession of faith that we say together nearly every Sunday. It can be found on the screen of live stream. And if you happen to have a hymnal, it's number 883 in the United Methodist hymnal. Let us join our voices together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. We continue our response to the good news that has been proclaimed among us as we turn to a time of prayer. I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers as we pray together. And if you have a prayer concern or joy that you would like to share on the Facebook feed or the live stream feed, please share that with one another, knowing that that is a public forum. If you have a prayer concern to share confidentially with the pastoral team, please follow the link under Contact Us in our website, and that will lead you to the place where you can share those concerns. We receive those every week. The pastoral staff gathers over Zoom every Monday at 1:15, and we pray over all of those concerns and others that we have come to know. We do have two other families we want to be in prayer for this morning specifically. We pray today for Jane Moore Crawford and her family. We're mourning the death of Jane's mother, Winifred Saunders Moore, who died on May 8th. A private interment was held on May 15th in Clarksville, Tennessee, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. We also pray today for Karen and Dave Mullendore and their family, who are mourning the death of Karen's mother, Barbara Annette Wallace Pannell, who died Friday, May 8th. A graveside service was held yesterday in Kingsport, Tennessee. We bring these friends and so many others with us into this time of prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of love, every Sunday when we worship together, we proclaim that you are with us. We remember that we are not alone. In these recent days, we have been reminded through the scriptures that you are like a companion who walks with us and hears our troubles. You are like a shepherd who guards and tends a flock. You are like a loving parent who abides with us and provides for us. And today we hear these words of Jesus promising his disciples, promising us that we have an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who comes alongside of us, stands with us, who is not only with us, but in us. Help us, abiding Spirit, to know your presence within us so that wherever we are sure we are with you. We thank you that your abiding Spirit not only keeps us company, but connects us with one another and with all of your world so that when one of us hurts, we all hurt. When one of us celebrates, we all celebrate. We are connected with that invisible string that makes us one with you and with one another. And so this day, O God, we pray for all those who are hurting, the poor, the sick, those in the prisons and the jails, the lonely, the unemployed, the fearful. We pray for the oppressed, the misunderstood, for those who do not have access to adequate food, water, shelter, and health care. O great advocate, remind us of our connection with all people and with the earth. Empower us to do what we can so that all might have enough and live in safety without fear. Help us to proclaim with our words and actions your abiding presence in this world. And even in the midst of these trying times, O God, help us to celebrate your presence with us and our connection to your good creation. You are with us. We are never alone. And that is cause to celebrate. We pray all of this through the power of your Holy Spirit, as we join our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now we have an opportunity to share our gifts this day, our tithes and offerings, so that our congregation can continue its vital ministries and share God's love in this community and in the world. You can give through our website or text to give. If you mail a check to the church, it will be received. We have someone coming to the church twice a week to pick up the mail. We realize that many among you, among our community, are suffering economically. And so we simply encourage you to give as you are able. We know that God can multiply those gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of God's kingdom. So let us give with celebration and joy this day.
God is with us, whether that is in the form of our Creator, Jesus, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Advocate. God is with us always, no matter what, and we are never alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.